KSDK Charlotte Duren here with Don McConaughey, who's running for a seat on the Wrangell Borough Assembly. Don, what motivated you to run for this election?
Well, my motivation is just very simple. I had to leave the assembly here last year because of medical conditions, and the doctors told me to take a year off, and my year's up, so I got to go back at it because I really miss it. And, you know, I feel I can still perform and still do do what I can for the community and the citizens of this community, and I really enjoy doing it.
And tell me a little bit about your background in the community.
Well, I came here in 1984. I've been here ever since, pretty much. I moved here steady in 1986. I became an American citizen, and at that point, first thing I did was put my name in for planning and zoning. The day after I became an American citizen, as a matter of fact, I got on that board, and then I've been on the Chamber of Commerce. I've been on the Assembly 11 years in the past, serving one term as mayor, the rest of them as a Assembly seat, and it's just a fun thing to do. It's I'm a proactive economic development type person. I really like to see things move forward and get things done. And granted, government works slow, and rightly so. Seems to be their forte, you know. Slowness seems to be better for government rather than private enterprise, but that's okay. But I just really like doing it.
And if elected to the position, what are some of your goals?
My goal, I want to see the hospital built. My other goal is I want to see electrical connection go out to Critter Enterprises. Another goal, I want to see a little bit more development within the fishing industry. We're doing really, really good in that respect. As far as I'm concerned, Wrangell has turned the corner from the days when it was woe is me. I think we are looking forward. I think we are doing the right things that need to be done here to improve our economic situation. And I have nothing in sight but a great future for us.
Well, thank you for doing this interview. Do you have any final comments?
You know, there's one thing that I was amiss in not mentioning, and there is the Native community that is doing something that I consider very, very exciting. The rebuilding of the Sheikh's house, the carving shed, all the things that are doing, and I would encourage anybody on their way down to vote, because it's right beside there, stop in and take a look at what they're actually doing there, and because this is really going to spur a lot of economic development and redo our history that is starting to crumble in a way.
KSDK's Charlotte Duren here with Wilma Stokes, who's an incumbent running for a borough assembly seat. Wilma, what motivated you to run for this election?
I feel that I needed to run again and stay put until when the hospital is completed. That was my motivation. And of course, other motivation would be I'm serving, you know, the people of Wrangell. And I oftentimes go up to the hospital and I visit the people that are in long-term care. My husband was in long-term care. And I know how badly this is needed. And it's needed, you know, not 10 years from now. It's needed, I hope, within the next 2 years we have it completed.
And tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your background here in Wrangell?
My background here in Wrangell is my father was born here. And he lived here until he went out to school, and he ended up in Craig, where of course I was born in Craig, Alaska. And I needed to go to high school. They didn't have a high school in Craig because it was just a small community. So my dad brought the whole family back up, and we lived in the Churchill house, and I went to school. I attended Wrangell High School 1 year, 1 year, and then my dad said to me, okay, you didn't do too well in that first year in school. I think you need to go to Wrangell Institute. So I am a student. I've been a student of Wrangell Institute and graduated in the last graduating class as a high school. Of course, as a student, I was just a young person. We had the canneries, you know, fish canneries. And naturally, I had to work. I mean, that was just, I couldn't say I didn't want to. I had to go to work. So that's what I did as a student during the summer months. As an adult, my husband was going to school in Seattle. So after we got married, I went down with him. And of course, that was the first time I'd ever seen such a big city and knew that that's not the place I wanted to stay for the rest of my life. So we came home. And I've got eight children. Almost forgot the youngest. And two were born here in Wrangell. And so it's just been our home.
If elected to the borough assembly, what are some of your goals on the assembly?
Number one is the hospital. I would actually believe that I could visualize it. Hey, 1 year, but I know that's not possible. Those folks up there, they need the space for themselves. And in that hospital, since my husband was in there, I was quite aware of what was going on. At one time, they were full, so he was in the hospital, and then another woman was in the hospital in the next room, and they needed this room because this other person needed special care. So they said to my husband, "Would you mind sharing a room with a woman?" Well, what's a curtain between the two beds, you know? Luckily, it was a person that was a friend of ours. So telling you all of this, I'm saying they need their space. All of those folks, there are two in the long-term care. There are two in each room. And at one time, my husband was moved four times into a different room just because the space wasn't available from one room to another. So that is my first goal, I would say. Finish the hospital, and let's keep going forward instead of backward.
Well, thank you, Wilma, for doing this interview. Do you have any final comments?
I always will try to remember that I'm not serving myself and something that I actually really want and without concerning and looking to the people of Wrangell. And what they need, and not what it's what they need. Maybe what they want, it could be different too.
KSDK's Charlotte Dern here with Brennan Eagle, who's running for a seat on Wrangell's Port Commission. Now, tell me, Brennan, what motivated you to run for this position?
I've been on the Port Commission for one term already, and there's some things, some projects going on that I would like to see through to completion that have already been started. So I'd just like to stay there and work through those projects.
And what are some of those projects?
The two projects that I see that I would really like to see through to completion are trying to figure out what to do with Shoemaker Bay and actually then doing what we would identify needs to be done out there. It's at the end of its life, pretty much usable life on the float system, and it's fairly vacant right now. The occupancy rate is very low on it, so it needs to be redesigned and something done there inside that breakwater. And then the second project is seeing the Mariner's Memorial through. It's just getting started now with the earthwork being done there, and it's in the kind of brainstorming stages, and it would be nice to see that move farther along.
And what's your background in the community?
I've been a commercial fisherman here for over 30 years, and I've traveled all throughout Southeast Alaska and a few other places on the West Coast and seen different harbors and how they work and stuff. And it's kind of nice to see a well-working harbor and to see what the harbor and port facilities can bring to the town. And I'm just, you know, want to kind of help make that stuff work better.
So overall, what would you say some of your goals are if elected?
I would like to, one thing that's been a real good project for us to do is the Marine Service Center. And I'd really like to see us to continue to expand that a little bit and continue to help build Wrangell's reputation as a place to bring boats in Southeast Alaska to have work done on it. And part of that's done through the Marine Service Center, and part of it's done through other parts of the harbor. But that's been a real shining example in Wrangell, and really like to continue working on that one. And then just kind of help improve some of the day-to-day operation of Wrangell Harbors and really take care of the facilities that we've got. We've got some very nice facilities right now and help make them last a long time.
KSDK's Charlotte Duren here with Susan Eagle, who's running for a seat on the school board. Susan, what motivated you to run for this position?
Well, I've been serving on the school board for the last few years, and we went through a hiring process for the new superintendent last year, so I decided that I would run again to help support him in his new position and go through the transition from one superintendent to another.
So, Susan, tell me a little bit about yourself and the community.
So I am married. I have two children, both in the school district right now. And I currently work at Alaska Island Community Services. And we have been living in Wrangell now for over 20 years. So it's a pleasure to be able to give something back to the community.
And if elected, what are some of your goals in the position?
The major goal this year, I think, is to deal with the funding of the school district. The Rural Schools Act sunsets this year, and so we will be in desperate need of some money for the following fiscal year. So that's probably the biggest goal, is to keep that funding source available.
Well, thank you for doing this interview, Susan. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I just would really like to encourage the community to come out and vote this coming election. I would also like to encourage the community to run for seats that are available. It's really nice to get different members involved.